Well, first of all, Alabama played very well. They're a great football team, and congratulations to them. Thought that we made a run at it in the third quarter when we got a touchdown, a field goal, and then they answered with a 65-yard drive, and we went out and punted, and then they got a 90-yard drive, and so they responded really like you want a football team to do, and so. I'm disappointed how we played, and I got to do a better job.
All right, we'll take your questions if you'll raise your hand, and we'll get one of the floor microphones to you. Let's just start right here in the center aisle.
Gary, what was your view of the play with Shane, and did you get some sort
of up top, our coach has said that I think they had the crown of the head. That's what I was told, and our coaches upstairs who saw it, they agreed with it, so that's what the hit was. So. We've had personal fouls in these games, penalties. We've had them the last three or four weeks also. And you get in big games like this, and it's not very good. I mean, it's not. I'm responsible for that. I mean, we had other penalties in the game that hurt us. And you play a good team like this, you do those kind of things, you're gonna pay for it. And we did.
Hands up. Let's take the next one right in the left side. Go ahead.
Coach, just how important was it losing Shane Ray that early in the football game? What did it do to your defense?
Well, I mean, Matt Hoke went out too the first half too, so he didn't play either. So, but that doesn't that you know you, that's what you have other players for. They go and play, and there's no excuses. That didn't affect a lot of the play that we had. We just didn't play very well.
Question on the right side. Go ahead,
Coach. There's a perception that there's a gap between the East and the West in terms of ability. You've been in this game twice now in a row. You've lost this game twice in a row. Is that perception reality? I know it's cyclical, but how big is the gap?
I like being in the league, and I like and certainly I play whatever our schedule is every year. And I think it's a great league, and that's my answer.
Another question on the right. Go ahead.
Gary, the way Alabama was able to kind of shut down your running game and force you to just throw it. I mean, was that something you were a little concerned about coming in, that they might have the kind of defense that could really take?
Yeah, we expected to do a little bit better, but I think you gave them credit. You know, they're a very, very good run defense, and they do a good job. So, I think I give them credit. I wish we could have run the ball better, but we didn't.
Question on the right. Go ahead. Middle.
Gary, it's still a raw feeling after a game, but I just wonder if it, are you able to have some context on the season. It wasn't necessarily a season where people would have expected you to be here, yet the game ends up being, numerically anyway, a hard loss.
This is not the time, really. I mean, I'm really disappointed how we played. We played a great football team. You play a great football team, you got to play well. And they're going to make plays, you got to make plays. And I'm responsible for how my team plays. Having penalties, having a turnover, it's just very disappointing.
Another question on the right.
Gary, obviously a very big game for Jimmy Hunt. Did you expect to get him this involved in the game plan?
Matty made some plays, too. I mean, some of those that, he went outside the pocket and found him downfield, and Jimmy certainly made some great catches. But, so Matty can do that. They had a good rush, and, put a little pressure on us without question, and Jimmy made some big plays, and like he did in the fourth quarter of the last game. And so he's done some really good things this year.
Other questions? Do you have one on the right? Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach, is there any one thing you can point to that kind of turned things around in that fourth quarter that caused that letdown?
Well, I think that, like I said, a moment ago, we scored 10 points. They came back, got a 65-yard drive, I believe. And we went out, and I think we got one first down punted to the 10-yard line. And they went and backed it up with two back-to-back touchdowns. And so the lead that we had, we got down to 8 points, I believe it was. It might be off a point here or there. And they answered. They did what you got to do. We got them down 10-yard line. Shoot, if we could have got a stop and got a good field position, all the ifs you could have. And so that to me, that was those two were two statement drives from their standpoint.
Other questions for Coach Benkel? Raise your hand. Any other questions? All right, in the middle, in the left, go ahead.
Coach, what would a conference championship have meant this evening, and what's next going forward for this team?
Well, we'll keep working hard. We're not going to, we'll get up and get brush the dirt off and get back to work like we always do. You know, it's not the end of the world, but certainly, you know, I've been coaching four championships and haven't won one, so I'm responsible for that.
Question on the right.
Coach, you got it down to 21-13, and what do you feel like happened from that point?
Yeah, I just went through that whole thing. Yeah, we had an 8-point game, and they came back and answered the 65-yard drive, and I think we got a first down, then punted down to the 10-yard line, I believe. And so those were two statement drives. They came right back, bam, touchdown, 90-yard drive, touchdown. And so that's what good teams do, and we didn't do a very good job.
Other questions for Coach Pinkel? Raise your hand. Last call.